How Anansi Got to Ride Tiger. Anansi was always trying to impress. He was always telling tales of how clever and quick-thinking he was, of how he had swum the deepest and widest river, how he had climbed the tallest tree, how he had spun the biggest web, how he could fly like the birds, how he was as strong as the strongest elephant. One day, the chief heard Anansi telling one of his many tales and was amused by the story. He listened closely as Anansi told everyone how he had ridden Tiger. Having listened to the story, the chief approached Anansi. "Have you really ridden Tiger?" he asked quietly. Anansi puffed out his chest and boasted, "Nana," because that is what people call their chiefs. "Of course I have, and I'm sure I could do it again this afternoon if I wanted to." However, the chief didn't believe Anansi and was far too nice to say such a thing, so he decided to go and ask Tiger himself, as Tiger was also known for being a truthful creature. So that afternoon, the chief went and found Tiger resting in the shade of a tree. As the chief walked up to Tiger, Tiger gave a large yawn, stretched, and rose to his feet. "Tiger, I have a question to ask you, if I may," said the chief. "Nana, of course, you may ask anything," replied Tiger respectfully. "Did Anansi really ride you with a saddle and a bridle?" the chief asked. Horror struck at such an idea, Tiger roared, "No!" then added, "And I'll make him take back his words. They're all lies. I'll bring him to you, and you'll hear him apologize to me for such a tale." Turning on his heels, Tiger went to find Anansi. Now, Anansi was not only known for his tales, but also for being a very lazy creature. So Tiger knew exactly where to find him on such a hot day, down by the lake. And sure enough, Tiger found Anansi sitting under the tree by the lake, enjoying the cool breeze. "Anansi! Anansi!" shouted Tiger. "You must come with me to see the chief and take back those lies you told this morning." Anansi looked up meekly. "I'm sorry, Tiger, but I can't come. I'm really ill. That's why I'm resting in the shade of this tree. I can't even walk as I'm so weak." However, Tiger was so angry he could not wait. "You must come with me now. I'll not have the chief believe your lies for a moment longer. You must come at once and take back those lies." He roared at Anansi. "There is only one way I would be able to see the chief, but you would not hear of it, I'm sure," said Anansi as he drew in the sand with his toe. "Let me decide that," Tiger replied. "If you take me on your back to the chief, then I'll take back the words. But as I am so weak, I would need something to brace my feet against so I don't fall off," sighed Anansi. Tiger, blinded by his anger, agreed. "Wait there and I'll borrow a saddle from the farmer and his horse," he told Anansi. Tiger returned a little while later carrying a saddle. He found Anansi still in the shade of the tree, but now he was lying on his back, looking up through the leaves to the blue sky. "I'm sorry, Tiger. I'm unable to come with you. I'm feeling even worse and will be unable to ride you to see the chief." "You must," Tiger shouted angrily. He was sure Anansi was trying to get out of seeing the chief to take back his lies. "My hands are too weak to hold on to your fur. I'm sure I'd fall off," said Anansi. Determined he would take Anansi to see the chief, Tiger told Anansi, "Wait here," then added, "I'm going to borrow a bridle." Tiger soon returned with a bridle he'd borrowed from the farmer and his horse. "See, you can ride me now without falling off," said Tiger. "Come with me now to see the chief and take back your lies," he demanded. Anansi got to his feet slowly and placed the saddle and bridle on Tiger. Gently he climbed onto Tiger and was taken to see the chief. As the chief walked out of his hut, he was just in time to see Anansi riding Tiger.